Shalom Rabbo Saitz Daf is Erevan Daf Mem Gimel. I hope you had an easy fast, or if you're learning this on its own, on some Gedalia, so then the fast is going well for you. We are holding here on the bottom of Mem Beis Amud Beis. We've just started our way through the fourth parak in Erevan. And if you flip back to the Mishnah, so there were two real machloksim between a group of Tanoim. If you say someone who had left the city, had been taken out of the city, rather, against his will, and he was stuck in a pen or a jail cell or whatever. So Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had said you can walk throughout all of it, and Rabbi Yehoshua and Rabbi Akiva had said no, just like someone who's taken out of his tchum only has dalat amos, he still has dalat amos even if he's in an enclosure. And then there was a story that those four Rebbeim were on a boat. And they came into port, and then they got blown back out into sea, outside of the Trum. And Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, halchu eskula, they walked again. They walked out through all of it. And Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva, just stayed by their dalad amos, because the Mishnah says, sharatzu lahachmer al atzman, because they wanted to be machmer. So the Gemara now is going to kind of delve into that a little bit, and we will actually get to some interesting... maybe, I don't know, mystical, spiritual type stuff here. Stuff that definitely is tzarachian. Let's get into it, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Okay, so says the Gemara. We are, let's see, Amar Rav. We are about 10 or 12 lines up on the bottom of Mem Beis Amud Beis. Amar Rav, Hilchosak Rabbi Gamliel, Bedir Vesahar Uf Svina. Meaning, Lacha is like Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. In both the cases of when the guy is taken out of his tchum and put in a pen or in a jail cell, and the boat, Shmuel Amar Hilchos of Rav Gamliel v'Sfina Aval B'Dir V'Sar Lo. Right, the halacha is according to Shmuel, the halacha is Rav Gamliel on the boat, but when he's taken out of the tchum, then it's not. Tekuli Alma Mihas. Okay, but it's not. Meaning we paskin like Rabbi Akiva and keep on flipping back. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehoshua. That you would only have the dalat amos, but mihas. However, the kuli alma mihas. Everybody in any event says that halacha karmi gamliel b'sfina. We pass on the karmi gamliel now on the boat, and you can walk throughout the entire boat, even if it's out there. The tchum, etc., etc. So the question is, my time. What's the reason? Why are we pass on the karmi gamliel? So Rabbi says, hold the shavas be'avir mechitzos mibodion. Rabbi says, well, let's think about this. So the person set up his shirisa Mibodyom before Shabbos, right, in this mechitzos area, in this walled off area, i.e. in the boat, so that's like your house, right, that's no different than your house. It has mechitzos, it's a Rosh Hashanah, it's one specific place, that's why you can walk throughout all of it. And even though the boat is moving, but that's your place. Rabbi Zera says, no, hol esfina no tzlosso v'tchilosso arba v'nilchosso besof arba. Rabbi Zera says, no, since the boat is moving, right, the boat, what's happening? Again, what's the halacha? Let's say you go outside your tchum, outside 2,000 amos. Yeah, how much do you get? You get dalat amos from where you are. Well, let's say somehow you would be magically transported to another location. So you would have another dalat amos for wherever you are. Well, guess what? When the ship is moving, you're constantly acquiring for yourself a new dalat amos. So, the mice says, whatever, you can walk the entire boat, because at every time when you step forward, and the boat is moving, and it's like you're stepping into another dalat amos area. So, in a chenami, you can't really technically move throughout the entire boat, but when the boat is moving, so each, I guess, new area is your own new dalat amos, you can move throughout all of it. So, Gemara says, might be nahu, what's the nafkamina between the two reasons? Sigibi nahu, there are two possible nafkaminas. One, shenavchaso dofne svina. One is where, for whatever reason, the walls of the boat are lowered, or they're less than 10 tefachim, meaning they're not considered an actual mechitza. You're on a raft or something with very, very low walls. So there, according to, again, if the whole reason is because you were enclosed within your house, which with mechitzos and rishus ayachid, and the boat's no different than your house, but if you're missing mechitzos, so then that's a problem, right? You're not enclosed at all. But according to Rav Zera, who says the boat is moving, so it would be the same halacha. Inam, another answer, but kofetz mitzvino l'sfino. Let's say you jump from one boat to the next. Again, that's the same way it would come out that Rabba, who said that you set up your shvisa on boat A, but now you're in boat B, so now you only have dalanamos. But Rabba would say no. So the boat is Rav Zera would say that even though you're in another boat, you're still moving, and therefore you acquire another dalet amos. Okay, fine. Now the Gemara says, "Vela Rizera, my time will amar karaba." So, well, now that we understand the difference between the two of them, why don't they hold like each other? So Rav Zera doesn't hold like Rabba because amar lecha, because he would say to you, "Mechitzos lahavriach mayemosios asuyos," that he doesn't like the mechitzos, the walls of the boat are like the walls of your house type thing. Because the walls of your house are made to enclose an area. That's your and your siyachay, the place where you live, etc. Why does a boat have walls? A boat has walls, so either here, as it says, to keep water out, or maybe to keep you from falling into the water. Right? As Rashi, if you look at their first Rashi, v'lo chashivi mechitzos laso sfina kula karbamos. It's not made for the mechitzos. You don't need it to close off the area or for to privacy or for whatever reason. Just practically, you want to keep the water out. Right? Otherwise, the boat will sink. So that's not considered, according to Rav Zera, that's not going to be considered proper mechitzos to close off the area. For Rabba, my time alone with Rav Zera, why isn't he saying like Rav Zera? So he says, b'malechas kuli amol pligi. So Rabba says, actually, I kind of do hold like Rav Zera. When the boat is moving, I agree that your kona knew dalet amos at every moment, and therefore, I don't disagree with him. The only machlokes between me, Rabba, and Rabbi Zera is when the boat is stopped. And I hold that Rabbi Gamliel will allow you to move throughout the entire boat. And Shmuel will say that we will not allow them to move around. Meaning, we'll pass on like Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva. So Rabba simply says that the machlokes is. Rabba doesn't hold like Rabbi Zera only if the boat is stopped, but he agrees that if the boat is moving, so then you are allowed to move throughout the entire boat. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Masnisa Nami Deka. Right, and the Mishnah also is the language of the Mishnah also makes sense. Demahalechas lo bligi, that nobody argues in the case where the boat is moving, because Mimai, how do you know? What in the Mishnah led you to say this? Right, there's a story at the end of the Mishnah that they came from Palandrosin, Vefliga Svinasam Bayam, and the boat got blown back out into the sea, not dangerously, but the wind was, I guess, in reverse, right, and they couldn't get into port. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar, and Ben Azariah, like the Paskin, walked throughout the entire boat, and Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva stayed in their dalet amos. Why? Because they wanted to be machmir. So you know, Rabbi Shlomo Malach is low pligi. If you're telling me that they don't argue when the boat is moving, so I know the Katani Ratzu. That's why the Mishnah says they wanted to be machmir, right? Dilma Umda, because maybe what would happen is the boat would stop moving, and then it would be also right. That's Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shua's shita. That if the boat is stopped, then it's also to move more than dalet amos. But while it was moving, they were machmir on themselves because maybe it would come to stop. And that makes sense. Eliyam is pligi, but if you tell me that they also hold that if the boat is moving, it's also to move in dalet amos, so I go to the hachmir, what do you mean? They want to be machmir? Isurahu, it's usur, right? If they hold that it's usur to move on a boat that's moving, so what do you mean they want to be machmir? Machmir implies that really, technically, actually, it's probably mutter. But if they all those us, or what do you mean they want to be machmir? So that makes sense. The Mishnah seems to imply that everybody agrees, and the boat is moving, you would get to walk throughout the entire boat. Amar Rav Ashi, Masnisa Dami Deka. Well, I'll give you another proof that the Mishnah is textually implies that nobody argues when the boat is moving, because the book says Svina Dumi Didir V'Sahar. Right? What are the two cases we have back to back? We have a case where a guy was taken out of the tchum and put on a deer or a sahar in a pen or a jail or whatever, and then it talked about a boat. So they must be similar. Right? Ma dir v'sahar de kavi. So af svina nami de kavi. It must be that it's just like a jail cell or a pen for animals. Right? It's stationary. It's kavua. It's set into the ground. So the boat also should, some of the parallel cases where the boat is permanent. It's not moving. It's staying there. So that seems to make sense that that's where the machlokes is. But if the boat was moving, everybody would agree that it's mutter. Okay, so now the Gemara asks, You just told me that when Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua wanted to be machmir, that implies that they don't argue. Maybe, but meaning maybe they don't argue with Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. But you said afterwards that Hilchas are Karm Gamliel b'Sfina, that the halacha is like Karm Gamliel. Hilchas something called the pligi. That implies that they do argue. Right? And on the one hand, the Mishnah says, right, it's kind of a stira. If you tell me the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, that implies that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua argue. On the other hand, the Mishnah says that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua wanted to be machmir, implying that they actually really held like him, but they just wanted to be more machmir in case the bow, etc. So the Gemara says, "In right, no, they actually do argue. Right, there was actually a machlokas to Atanya because we learned in a brisa, Chananya Omer Kol Osa Yom Yoshev Dama V'Dvar Halacha. That entire day, they sat there and they tried to figure out what the halacha is." So emesh echriya at the end of the day at the nightfall. So echri achi abba, my uncle, which I'm not sure who that is, which one of them anyway. I guess as if you look at Rashi over here, right, because the parentheses says ben achi Rabbi Yeshua. So I guess Rabbi Yeshua was Rav Acha's uncle. So he said, Halacha Karam Gamliel B'Sfina, the Halacha Karam Yekiva Dir Mistoa, right? So they split it. The Rabbi Gamliel has the Halacha in the case of a boat, and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua himself said the Halacha is like us in the case in a jail cell or in a pen. Okay, fine. Boy Rev Chananya. So now, okay, so that we're leaving that topic behind. And now we're going to ask an interesting kasha. We had said before that Rishus HaRabim, for example, only extends up to 10 Tefachim. Above 10 Tefachim is going to be a Makom Tur, whereas opposed to Rishus HaYachid goes all the way up, Ad LeShamayim goes all the way up. So we had also said that a person needs to be Kona Shvisa, he has to be in the area of his Eruv. That presumably when you're Kona Shvisa, you're on the ground. On the ground in the Rishus HaRabim, or in the Rishus HaYachid, right, wherever you are, but presumably you're on the ground. So the Gemara says like this, fascinating question. Boy Rav Chananya, Yesh Tchumim L'mala Me'asara, O Ein Tchumim L'mala Me'asara. Does this whole jazz about Tchum Shabbos, apply above 10 Tvachim? Does it apply above 10 Tvachim or not? Meaning, as the Gemara explains, Amud Gavoa Asar V'Rachav Arba, if you have a pillar that's 10 by 4, Lo Tiboy Lecha, right? The Aras Semichtahi. Meaning, let's say a person is on a 10 by 4 fire hydrant or whatever it is. So that is going to be considered, meaning like the Aras Semichtah, like it's raised ground. It's just going to be like it's on a hill. You're walking, some places are flat, but some places in Yerushalayim, certainly there are hills. It's just going to be like you're on a hill, and certainly that's going to be included in this whole Isser of Tchum, and you're not allowed to go farther than that. But Ki Diboy Lecha Ba'amud Gavoa Sarva Inu Rachav Arba. Let's say, what about a pillar that is 10 Tvachim high, but it's not 4 Tvachim wide? It's not considered a Makom Chashiv. And you want to go through that, right? That you have that extends outside of the Tchum. So can you go on that? Can you walk on, let's say, that area, if that area extends outside the Tchum? Inami, or another case, maybe the Azil B'Kvitza, a guy is jumping out of the Tchum. Kvitza, he jumps. He's going out of the Tchum above 10 Tvachim. Right? How does that work? So Rashi, fascinatingly enough, says one word, B'kvitza, if you look at Rashi, about 10 lines up or 8 lines up in the Rashis, B'shem, with the name. And this is a name with a capital N. I mean, what it means is that if a person uses the Shem Hashem to fly or to jump through the air outside the Tchum, above 10 Tvachim, so is that considered going outside the Tchum? Lishna Chorina, or another way he could do this is perhaps Bisfina on a boat. Right, a boat is going to be above 10 Tvachim. So Gemara says, "My, what's the deal? Does the whole concept of going outside the Tchum apply if you're above 10 Tvachim?" So Rav Hoshea Toshma. So we're going to bring a bunch of different proofs. They range from the random to things that are perhaps a little bit more rooted in logic. Now, obviously, it's all logical, but you'll see what I mean. It's a little bit esoteric, perhaps, or perhaps a little bit more rooted in this physical world. But again, The Gemara suggests it, so our job is to try and understand as best we can. So Rav Hoshaya says, Toshma, I'll bring you a proof. Maisa Shabo, it brings our Mishnah. Maisa Shabo, mi pal andrasin, vefligus, minasam bayam, etc. So what's the case? When they came with a boat, they got blown out to sea, right? They were outside the tchum, and had the whole machlokas. Can you walk throughout the entire boat? So yom is bishlama yesh tchumim. If you tell me that there is a tchum above 10 tvachim, mishim hachi ratzu. That's why they would say they wanted to be machmir. Yeah, I will ela I amres in tchumim. But if you tell me there's no concept of tchum above 10 tvachim, amai ratzu, why would they want to be machmir? Right? If there's no concept of tchum, right, you're on a boat. Yeah, presuming you're traveling from Palindrasin, I think if I'm not mistaken, that's, you know, at the tip of Italy or somewhere in that area. So it's a sizable journey. You're not on a little tiny rowboat. So mistama was 10 tvachim above the ground. So if you're telling me there is a concept of tchum above 10 tvachim, that's why I understand why Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yeshua wanted to be machmir. But if there is no concept of tchum above 10 tvachim, so why would they want to be machmir? So that seems to imply that there is the concept of tchum. So Gemara says, no, kedama rava ba maleches barakak. No, that case is where they got stuck on like the sandbank. They got stuck in the mud. And actually, the level floor of the boat was not above 10 tefachim. Right? They were stuck on the ground-ish. Where did Rav say? Hachanami is over here too. Also, B'amelech is barakak. So too, the case was, they were stuck in the sand. Where did Rav say that? Meaning, just like Rav said elsewhere, they were stuck on the sand. So too here, they were stuck in the mud, stuck in the riverbank. Where did Rav say that? So the Gemara quotes, Toshma pam achas lo nichnesu lanamal ad shecha shecha. Once they didn't go into the port until, this is the end of the Mishnah, they didn't go into port until it got down, and until it got dark, until the sun went down, and it was Rabbi Ishmael who had the telescope, who checked it out, I forget exactly, and it was Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said, no, I checked it out, and we can get down, and you'll see, as the Gemara is going to say today, it was to use a telescope, whatever, to figure it out. So what was the case over there? Right? If you tell me there is a concept of tchumim more than 10 tefachim, so shaper, this whole story makes sense. Above 10 tefachim, you're on a boat, fine. Eli Iyamras ain't tchumim. If you tell me there's no tchumim above 10 tefachim, ki lo hainu b'tocha tchum, mayavi, right? Who cares whether they're inside the tchum or not, right? The case of the Mishnah, Rav Gamliel said, oh, don't worry, we were inside the tchum, you can get off the boat. Well, if there's no tchum above 10 tefachim, a boat is big. Somehow they were outside of the realm of tchum, the outside of above 10 tefachim, so why would they care? So Amar Rava, this is what Rava said, b'malach es barakak. So too, that case was where they were stuck in the mud, or they were on the riverbank, or whatever it is, and they weren't actually above 10 tefachim, so that was the shaila. So to our case, the earlier part in the Mishnah also was the case where the boat was kind of stuck in the sandbanks or the whatever it was. Tashma, I'll bring you another proof. Let's figure out whether there's tchum above 10 tefachim. Honey, shave shmeitza de is amra. Now, there's a sefer called shave shmeitza, but this is not where he gets it from. But there are seven, shave is seven, shmeitza are psak halachos. These are referring to halachos of trefos. This is a gemara chulin. Either way, meaning they talk about the seven psakim that was decided on. So Shev Shmaitza Diz Amrin B'Tzafra B'Shabsa Kamid Rav Chista B'Sura. So they were set in front of Rav Chista in Sura in the morning on Shabbos, and then B'Hadipanya B'Shabsa Kamid Derava B'Mumbadisa. And they were also set in the afternoon on the same Shabbos in front of Rava in B'Mumbadisa. And those two cities are not within the Tchum from each other. So my Amrinu, right? Who told these decisions, these psaks, over to Rava in the afternoon in Pumbadisa? Right? There's only one person who could have done that, right? Gotten from Sura to Pumbadisa in one Shabbos afternoon, and which is outside the Tchum, Lav Eliyahu Amrinu. Right? Mistama, it was Eliyahu Navi. Right? Mistama was Eliyahu Navi, right? Eliyahu Navi can fly. Eliyahu Navi can travel the entire world. He went to the heavens in a chariot. So the Gemara says, Alma ain't Tchumim Lamala Me'asara. Right? Apparently, there is no Tchum above 10 tefachim, because that's how, and that's the only way Eliyahu HaNavi could have traveled to give over these psakim to Rav and Pumbadisa. So Gemara says, no, Dilma Yosef Shidam Renu. Nope, maybe it was Yosef the shade, Yosef the demon, There's a Gemara elsewhere. I think it's in Pesachim, if I'm not mistaken. It does talk about Yosef, the shade. Okay, so maybe he was a demon. Demons are stama, do not have to keep Hilchos Shabbos. Okay, or they don't, or they don't choose not to, whatever. Okay, fine. Like I said, some stuff a little bit more esoteric, but okay, Viter. Tashma, we learn in a again, let's prove whether there's a tchumim above 10 tvachim or not. Hareini nazir biyom shabbat sheben David ba. If a person says, I'm going to be a nazir the day that Mashiach comes. This is obviously, you have no idea when Mashiach is coming. So mutter lishtos yayim b'shabbos yom tovim. So therefore, it's mutter for the guy to drink wine on Shabbos and Yantif. But if usher lishtos yayim kol yomos achol, it's usher for him to drink wine on the weekday. Right, seemingly implying that Mashiach is not coming on Shabbos or Yantif, but he is coming on a weekday. So Gemara says, 1 second, e amris b'shlama yesh tchumim. If you're telling me there is a concept of tchum above ten tvachim, so I need the shabbos yom tovim mutter. That's why it's mutter on Shabbos and Yantif, because Mustama Mashiach is not going to come with a tchum, right? He's not able to travel, even if he were, I don't know, if he were to fly or whatever it is, even if he would come above 10 tvachim, but he can't get to wherever he's getting to. And he has to travel, I guess, wherever he's coming. I'm not sure how far he's going, but right, he's obviously not going to violate the tchum when he travels to get wherever he has to go. So Eli Yomer is in tchumim b'shalos is yomim tovim, but Eli Yomer is in tchumim. But if you tell me there is no concept of tchum above ten tvachim, so maybe the Mashiach can fly like just like Eliyahu Navi, right? Maybe that's why he needs Eliyahu to bring him. Maybe if there's no tchumim, so then b'shalos is yomim tovim on my mutter. So why would it be mutter for the nazir to drink wine on Shabbos and Yontif? Let the Mashiach travel in the air above ten tvachim. That way he won't violate any tchum laws, and he'll show up ready to roll. Skumar says, no, it's a different reason why it's mutter for him to drink wine on Shabbos and Yontif, because shiny hasan damakra, hinei ani sholech lechem es Eliyahu Navi. Because Eliyahu Navi is coming the day before Mashiach is coming. And v'holo also Eliyahu me etmol. And Eliyahu has not come on the day before Shabbos and Yontif. And so therefore, right, if Eliyahu didn't come yesterday, so it's mutter for to drink wine today. So the Gemara says, why be yachi b'chol kol yom v'yom yanami l'shtri? So if it's all based on, well, Eliyahu and Avi didn't come yesterday, so then he should be able to drink wine during the week as well. So the halo also Eliyahu me etmol, because Eliyahu didn't come yesterday. So Ella, no, the reason is like this. Ella amrina l'based in a gadol also. Because you could say maybe he came to the Beis Din HaGadol. Maybe Eliyahu came, Hanavi came to the Beis Din HaGadol of Yerushalayim. We don't have that, but Mitzvah Hashem, he should come and we should reestablish it. And Eliyahu Hanavi would go to the Beis Din HaGadol, and this guy hasn't heard about it yet. Maybe he really did come the day before. So the Gemara says, "Hachinami lemi the Beis Din HaGadol." So maybe why don't we say that Eliyahu Hanavi came yesterday, i.e., Erev Yontif or Erev Shabbos, and he didn't realize. So should be usher, now they flip it back. He should be usher for him to drink wine on Shabbos and Yontif. So the Gemara says, no. Why is Shabbos and Yontif mutter? Because Kfar Muftach Lan LeYisrael She'in Eliyahu Ba Lo Barvei Shabbosos V'Lo Barvei Yom Tovim V'Pnei Torah. Right, Chazal already told us that Eliyahu Navi is not coming on Friday and he's not coming on Erev Yomtif V'Pnei HaTorah because of the pain, right, the difficulties. What is that? So if you look at, let's see, where is that Rashi over here? Rashi, second line. Rashi, Shemenichim Tzarech Shabbos V'Holchim L'Hakbil Panav. Because what's going to happen? Eliyahu Navi shows up. Everybody is dropping everything to flood the streets and go see Eliyahu Navi. Holy cow! No one's going to get anything done for Shabbos. And Eliyahu Navi is not going to bother us like that. Everybody's busy, at least in Eretz Yisrael, certainly. Friday is not an off day. Everybody's busy preparing for Shabbos. So Eliyahu Navi is not going to want to bother Am Yisrael like that, so he's not going to come on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. Therefore, it's mutter because for the Nazir to drink on Shabbos and Yontif because the Mashiach is not coming on Shabbos and Yontif. So Gemara says, 1 second, Kasaga Daitach, you are thinking or assuming midi Eliyahu lo asa Mashiach nami lo asa. If you're telling me that Eliyahu Navi is not coming, right? So Mistama Mashiach is not going to come either, right? For the same reason. Right, so b'mali shabbos alistri. Right, so why don't we say that maybe? Okay, so then maybe the nazir should also be able to drink on erev Shabbos. I mean, Mashiach's not going to come to bother us if Eliyahu and Navi's not going to come to bother us on erev Shabbos. So maybe Mashiach won't as well. So it says Eliyahu lo asi, Mashiach asi. No. Eliyahu is not going to come, but Mashiach might. Because the moment Mashiach shows up, everybody is going to be servants to Am Yisrael. Everybody is going to want to help us. Not that Chas Shalom they're going to become our slaves, but they're going to want to help. So the goyim who are available are going to help get our Shabbos plans ready. They'll cook and they'll do our stuff for us, so therefore we can go greet Mashiach and we don't have to worry about not having food for Shabbos. So okay, so the Gemara says, so then Bechad B'Shabbos Elishtri. So then let the Nazir drink wine on Sunday. All right, so Lifsho Minot Ein Tchumin. Right, maybe that proves that there is no Tchum, since Eliyahu Hanavi could show up on Shabbos, but it's and Mashiach then could show up on Sunday. Right, how would Eliyahu Hanavi travel and show up on Shabbos? Must be he's going above the Tchum. The Yesh Tchumim Bechad B'Shabbos Elishtri Delo Aser Eliyahu B'Shabbos. Because if there is Tchumim, a concept of Tchumim above 10 Tvachim, so it should be mutter for the Nazir to drink wine because maybe Eliyahu Navi will show up on Shabbos. So Gemara says, Echinami, but Hai Suf Tana Sfuke Misafkale. Right, this Tana had a suffix whether the laws of Tchum apply above 10 Tvachim or not. Sfuke Misafkale, I Yesh Tchumim, I Ein Tchumim. Right, Ulechumra, and therefore he was Machmir. Okay, so he wasn't sure, but he was Machmir. But therefore, we can't necessarily prove anything from the case of Eliyahu Navi. So therefore, we don't really. The Gemara leaves that as the end. Well, I guess not a little bit, a little bit further. And the Gemara talks, but this is a different aspect of it. Either way, the Gemara says, "Dekoy emas dekanoder." When was it that the guy took this nether? Right, elim dekai bechol. If you're telling me it happened during the week, so given the chalalel naziris, hechi asir shabsa umafkole. Wait 1 second. If the nether to become a nazir, right, when Ben Mashiach comes, so maybe Eliyahu came yesterday, but he came to the, as we suggested before that, but they came to the Beis HaGadol and this guy didn't hear about it, so it could be that any day during the week Mashiach will come. So if this guy is a nazir, let's say on a Wednesday, so how could Shabbos come and say all of a sudden now you're not a nazir? Maybe he still hasn't heard. Maybe Mashiach is coming or came or it could be coming. Maybe he showed up already. You just don't realize. Maybe you should. So therefore, how could this Nazir drink wine on Shabbos? Ela dekoy b'Shabbos. And it must be that the first day of his Nizirus, of his Nether, was on Shabbos. So that day it's mutter, the Gemara is clarifying. But mekame elech aser. But on any other day afterwards, it is aser. Because it is possible theoretically that, you know, even though, let's say, he lives in, I don't know, Tzvas, and again, this is before the days of electronic information, and it could be nowadays, certainly we see, nothing is impossible for Akash Baruch Hu. Certainly this year has proven that the whole world has changed with the blink of an eye, with the virus, etc., etc. So it could be that, this person is in Tzvas or whatever he is, in Eilat or whatever, I don't know, and he hasn't heard that the Mashiach has come. There are stories about Ethiopians who came to Eretz Yisrael expecting the Beis HaMikdash to be there. Crazy, terrible, unbelievable stories. But it could be that information doesn't travel. So Amastama, it's the first Shabbos and Yontif that is mutter for the Nazir, or the potential Nazir, to drink wine. But anything after that, it's going to be usher straight away. Okay. Let's do a little bit more here. I don't want to stop that far up. So again, according to the Mishnah, we said Pam Achas Lamichtasul. Normal again, the whole story that the boat didn't get into the port or the harbor until it was ready Shabbos, and they weren't sure if they could get off the boat because of Tchum. And then Rabbi Gamliel said, "No, we were inside the Tchum when Shabbos hit. Don't worry, you can get off the boat." So Gemara says Tana Shavafaris Haisel Rabbi Gamliel. Like I alluded to before, Rabbi Gamliel had a telescope. Shai Mabit Betzofe Bar Alpayim Amah. It was 2,000 amos. Right, that's Alpayim amos b'yavasha, 2,000 amos over the land. You connect alpayim b'yam, and so too 2,000 amos at during the sea. Apparently, he could tell like where things that I guess started to get fuzzy. That was beyond 2,000 amos, and everything that was still crisp clear, he could see that was within 2,000 amos. So therefore. That's how he determined how close the ship was and whether they were still inside the Tchum. Okay. Harotza liyada kama omko shel gay. How if a person wants to know how deep a valley is, maybe shofar shemabiba v'yada kama onko shalgei, right? A person can also similarly bring some sort of telescope. If a rotzeh leidi kama govo shaldekel, a person wants to know, this is just, you know, not necessarily related to tchumim at all, but and someone who wants to know how tall a palm tree is, so modi komaso v'tzilo v'tzel komaso. V'yada kama govo shaldekel. A person can stand, figure it, a person in general, let's say, knows how tall he is. He should stand next to the dekel tree and he should measure his shadow. A person can measure how far his shadow is. And then you can measure the tree's shadow, and then doing a little high school math, right? You can figure how tall the palm tree is. Harotza shalot tishra chayara b'tzel kever. If a person wants to make sure that a wild animal won't hide in the shade of a kever, I guess presumably behind the tombstone, so noitz kana b'arva shalot b'yom. Rashi says we don't want the animal to dig up the mace. Right, in case maybe he'll smell the mace or he'll try and eat it or whatever, right? Obviously, that's a big problem of kavod mace. So either way, what can you do? No, it's kana arba sha'os bayom. You can put some sort of pole in the ground at the fourth hour of the day. That's when Rashi says that it's that's when it starts getting hotter. At the fourth hour of the day, that's a likely time when an animal will need to seek shade. If you're a hecha and silo nota, and you can see in which way the shadow from the kever goes, and then mashpia ba'ola, mashpia ba'ra'ed, you can simply kind of make some sort of contraption up and down to make sure that there'll be no shadow there. I mean, you can, I guess, slide up, maybe bring some dirt behind the gravesite or behind the kever, behind the matseva, right? Whatever you can do, you can figure out to make sure that there's no shade cast by the matseva at that hour that would cause a wild animal to want to seek shade there. Okay, either way, shkoyach gadol rabosei, we'll go fight it tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.